Hello, good evening. I'll call this meeting to order. It is July 20th, 6 p.m. The Great River Regional Library Board of Trustees. So if you're not supposed to be at that meeting, you can take off. But welcome, everyone, and we're in person. So before we get started, I'm going to just do a quick round robin. I'm going to go off script and do introductions because there's some faces in here that have never been in the room with us. So just if you can share who you are, how are you on this board, why are you on this board, and how long you've been on this board. So I'll start. Lisa Phoebe. I'm a Sherburne County Commissioner, current board chair, president, whatever they call it. And I have been, this is my fifth year.
Wow.
And we'll go this way.
I'm Randy Wincher, Morrison County Commissioner. I was kind of forced in this position.
Yes, Karen. Not Karen. Go ahead. Go.
I'm Karen.
I'm
Karen Ponsek. I'm Executive Director. I've worked at Great River for 22 years. I've been director since 2015.
Great. Thanks.
And I'm Randy Wincher, Morrison County Commissioner. We had another commissioner that was sitting on this board back in Karen
2015,
and a few things came up, and all of a sudden, here, Randy, you're the new board member, and he was gone, you know. So, this was a challenging board back in those days, and it's one of my best boards I sit on right now because I really enjoy the thing, and it's got a lot. We got a lot of momentum here, so I'm glad to see everybody here. So that's what I have.
I'm J.C. Wallace. I'm a, is it called a citizen member? A citizen member from Wright County, and I have been on the board for a year and a half, and this is my second in-person meeting.
So. I'm Al Omdahl. I'm also a citizen member from Stearns County. I live in Albany, teach there. This will be my 30th year, and I've been on the board for, I think, 6 months, and this will be my first in-person meeting. And I kind of got, well, I won't say stiff-armed, but
you asked
I've known
question.
Karen for a long time. I've told her children. Been an avid patron in Albany and part of the city council in the city of Albany, and the position opened up, and I knew that I might have some conflicts, which kept me from my last few meetings as I coach baseball and football, but believe wholeheartedly in what the Great River system does, so I'm glad to be on.
I'm George Fiedler. I am a citizen from Stearns County, and I was forced by a Stearns County commissioner to do this. And it's not him. And I've been here about a year and a half. I enjoy being on this board. It's really interesting. I work in Benton County. I know Ed Pop really well. I'm the County Veteran Service Officer in Benton County.
Okay, thanks, George.
I'm Wayne Bauernschmidt, and I was not forced on this board.
Sounds like an...
A citizen... Wright County member, live in Maple Lake. My wife is a middle school teacher for the Buffalo School District, and my father-in-law served on this board for a number of years. And also I was a patron at the Bookmobile back in the day.
Wow. Julie.
I'm Julie Schmitz. I'm Associate Director of Human Resources. Probably one of Karen's first hires when she became director. So I've been here since 2015 as well.
I'm Amy Anderson. I'm the accounting coordinator for the library, and I've been with the library since December. So this is my first full board in-person meeting, so you're not the only newbie.
I'm Jay Roos, Associate Director of Information Technology, and I came in the door not long after Karen, so I'll be 22 years this fall.
I'm Mike Ketchmark, Wright County Commissioner. I took Charlie Burrell's place, and first meeting 64 committees and boards later, this was one of the 20 that I was assigned, and I'm glad to be a part of it. It's a good group, and my wife uses the library all the time and gives me some feedback, such as extending hours and weekends and different things, so as time goes on, I'm sure I'll have more feedback on that note, and also... Long-time deputy of Wright County. I'm still a Meeker County deputy and a transit cop in Minneapolis-St. Paul, but Wright County is a full-time commissioner job. Thank you.
Well, you take cop input, too.
I'll take any input, Mary. I'm a good listener.
All right. My name is Mary Eberle. I live in Elk River. I'm a Sherburne County citizen rep, and I've been here, I don't know how long. I think I'm in my third term. I'll be terming off soon, probably.
So, Mary, thank you.
Yep, I think so. I mean, you're in your third term, so.
Yeah, I am.
So, going on 9 years.
I came on. Lee Lansmeyer, Stearns County Board. I came on just before Randy. And Randy was right. There was a chocolate mess coming into the board back then. And my board sent me, well, go ahead, Lee, take that. You're the most objectionable person we got. And, their role for me, they assumed I'd be the new sheriff in town. Well, about that same time, Karen came on board. And with those changes, the waters gradually calmed. Mm-hmm. And I never, ever thought I'd enjoy this board. Yeah, well, joke's on me. This has been a good group. So what I was sent here to do and what I wound up doing, most I've been doing that since grade school. Well, yeah, you're supposed to do this, Lee. Yeah, that kind of sucks. Can I do this? Anyway, take it away, Popper.
So I came on the board, I think I'm in my fourth year, and I inherited the position from Spencer Berkeley. And Spencer was telling me all about what Lee is telling me, all the disaster and that it was. And he would always come back after they hired Karen, and he goes, that's one of Spencer's famous phrases is, she's a real peach. You know, I mean, he always told me how good Karen was. And then I kind of complained a lot about the financing when I got on the county board. And so when Spencer termed off, it was like, the other four guys just said, okay, we don't have to discuss the library. You're it. So that's how I got I got the county board or the appointee, and I'm the only person from Benton County.
Yeah, this is the board of last resort.
Yeah. But or take the order, one of the two.
My name is Jane Dietz. I'm the Sherburne County rep, citizen rep. I was not forced onto this board, and I've been here 5 years, I think. I'm not quite sure. I finished out somebody's term. And I was on the Elk River Library Board for 9 years prior.
Melissa Fee, citizen member from Wright County. I think I've been on 2.5 or 3 years. I live in Monticello, teach in Annandale. I know my way around both those libraries very well.
Administrative assistant. About 17 years this fall.
Patty keeps us all in line, and I'm so grateful. So thanks for doing that. It's great to see faces and be meeting together. We've got a hearty agenda, so I'm going to move us through. Part of preparing for these meetings, we kind of appreciate that everyone has gone through their stuff. So our second item on the agenda was an introduction of new board members. Mahado Ali is a new Stern citizen member. She's not available to be with us tonight. Her and Zuria are both observing Eid with their families, so they aren't able to be here tonight. So we will do Mahado's oath of office at the next meeting in September, most likely. So moving on to item number 3, there have been no changes to the agenda, so I'd be open to a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Melissa, Jane and Melissa.
Or Mary.
Jane
Dead,
and Mary.
I think.
Okay, Jane and Mary. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving right on to item number 3, the May 18th board meeting minutes were in your packet on page 3.
Making a motion to approve the meeting minutes from May 18th.
I'll second that.
First and second. Any other discussion or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Public open forum. We see no public, so we will move on to item number 6, to the financials. The bills were emailed along with an addendum.
Yep. Today?
Yes. Yep. And then the financial reports also were emailed. So any questions or comments about that? The bill, let's go with 6.1 first, since we don't have to do roll call, and I don't have to have Jay mute anyone. Bills were emailed, so I'd be open to a motion.
I so move, Madam Chair.
Second.
Seconded by Mary, first by Ed. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Moving on to 6.2, also financial reports were emailed. Be open to a motion.
So moved.
Is there second? Seconded by Jane. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to item number 7. So there's a lot in there, 7.1, 0.2, 0.3. But it is under consent. I didn't get requests from anyone to pull anything. We will definitely be open to comments or questions, but we'll take those all in one motion. So I'd be open to a motion.
Madam Chair.
Motion by Mary. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by JC. Any questions or comments?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mary.
Maybe it was in here and I missed it. What's the timeline? I mean, on the American Rescue Plan.
We'll receive the money once we get the application to the state, and we have until the end of next September to spend it all. September 30th, 2022.
When do we get the money?
Once we get the application to the state. So we need board approval because our policy states all grants over $6,000 need board approval. The state actually did not need board approval.
But so it's $111,000 and change.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
If I may, Madam Chair, again, we're all county commissioners. We're pretty much familiar with this American Rescue Plan. The library being a public entity, the city of St. Cloud is going to get some money. The Stearns County is going to get some money. Every county is going to get here. Or is this library going to apply for something for that, too? I mean, we all got money sitting in our hopper right now back home.
If we're eligible. Like when the CARES funding came out, we weren't eligible under all the county guidelines.
Based on this year, everybody pretty much is going to be eligible. I don't know what you think there, Madam Chair. But
I've definitely asked our county to look into that already, okay, with specifically the library in mind and a few others that weren't eligible with the CARES funding.
Yep.
So if you all would ask your counties also about the library, I think that would be great. Other questions or comments? There also was a meeting date list that you've seen before. We most likely will not meet in August for a work session, but
this
the
is
rest.
2022.
This is 2022.
Yeah, it's
oh, I'm sorry.
For next year.
Draft. Mm-hmm. Got it. Oh, geez. That's way ahead. She's amazing. Okay, any other questions or comments with the consent? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to item number 8, there was a letter in your packet from Career Solutions. So to say anything about it, it pretty much explains we let them use some of our space. So it was a thank you. And looking forth, may think of other ways that we can partner with them. So, a nice.
Oh, absolutely. They're a great partner. I'm on that board, too. And we've got a shortage of bodies and then a shortage of bodies with the appropriate training. And there's opportunities out there. So, and Tammy's a pretty sharp cookie. So,
yeah,
we want to work with her.
Great. Yep. So that was just for your information. Moving on to agenda item number 9, we have no presentations tonight, so we'll move on to 10. Lots of reports under there. I'll turn it over to Karen or staff if there's anything they'd like to highlight.
I will highlight the fact that we did go around the block with the Community Foundation. Amy did a lot of in-depth research and found out that as a public entity, state law prohibits us investing in international funds, which is part of their holdings. So the Community Foundation is not an investment option for us, which led us back to resubmitting the 501c3 application. We now wait 180 days to hear back from the IRS again. Last time it was a paper form. This time it was electronic, so maybe there will be more transparency about how the application gets processed and whether or not we're actually approved. So more to come. On page 44, I just want to point out, I said I was going to the State Library Services online check-in today. It was canceled, so just in the spirit of transparency, you know that I did not do that today. Amy, I don't know, do you want to talk anything more about your report?
We're just in the middle of continuing our training and continuity of our operations. We don't have any CD maturities coming due in quarter three, so we are just going to continue to work on the proposal that was presented to the Finance Committee about expanding some CD opportunities for us.
Okay, thanks. Anything, Julie or Jay? Okay, any questions or comments with the staff reports?
About the building report update.
Okay, I do have one question. Sure. Under the 501c3 application, would the makeup of the board change at all if we move to a nonprofit status?
No, but what... Like my vision was the first time we submitted it was that the Fund Development Committee would then be part of the bylaws, like the Finance Committee and the Personnel Committee, and maybe take on a new form. But it didn't make sense to move that direction until we actually got the status. What might happen is we might find out that we're not eligible to have dual status. Mm-hmm. That's possible.
Yeah. Okay.
If that happens, we might have to form a foundation, which is a whole different thing. So we'll see.
Okay.
I just wanted to highlight in the building reports, Ryan's not here. Howard Lake actually got the library improvement grant, which is the same grant Kimball got a couple years ago. They will be getting a new building. So we're really excited about that.
That's exciting.
Yes, and if any of you have ever been to the Howard Lake Library, you will know how exciting that is. Really exciting.
Yeah, they have a great plan, so we're looking forward to seeing that unfold.
That's great.
That's pretty good if we get a new library every couple years in the system. Well,
Gainesville's on track, and I don't even know if they'll apply for a grant. Like, they've got a funder, so there's some very serious conversations happening in Painesville right now about a new building or an expansion.
Wow, that's great. Okay, then we will move on to item number 11, our committee reports. So 11.1, the Finance Committee.
Everything was mailed to you in the packet. If there's any questions on the second quarter report, that was on page 5 of the finance part. I'm sure Amy can answer it. We got a little discussion on a couple of items, but nothing major. And then we had some in-depth discussion on certificate of deposit investment plan. It was on page 13. And maybe, Amy, you want to explain that or...
What we had talked about is opening up investment options to include financial institutions located within the six Great River counties. We've been shopping around for rates, and they're much better than what our portfolio is currently at right now. And it'll allow us to avoid investment fees and maybe expand some partnerships within our local communities. So what we talked to the Finance Committee about was some suggestions and preferences, finding some institutions, and then we'll come back to the board in September with some banks that we want to partner with and that we found more information on, and we'll move forward with purchasing certificates within the local community.
Is there any comments or questions on that part? Okay. And then we had the Great River proposed budget that was on page 17 of the financial report. We had some discussion on that, and Karen explained it quite well. The proposed line will be adopted here now, or the budget will be adopted now, and they'll present it to the county boards for that. You know, it was using some reserves to spend down to have less impact on counties. One county's got a little more substantial impact than the other ones. So is there any questions on that?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I have a question about the unassigned fund balance.
Yeah, that'll be we'll talk about that the next
separately?
Item.
Separately?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So if there's no more questions on the budget, then we'll move to that unassigned fund balance. And I think that was on page 27, right?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead, Mary.
I'm just not clear on this. Are we committing to spending down to 3 months, or are we just committing for 1 year?
Virtually, we're committing to the $315,000, but we needed some kind of a plan according to the deal. And if you look at the 5.74 million in reserves, and the unassigned fund balance of January was 4.5 million. The 3 months would be 2,382,000, and then the excess amount of 3 months, we still have 2,177,000 in excess of the 3 months that we can work on. Plus, Karen had said we have 400,000 in rollover money.
If I may answer her question, you're right. It's only for 1 year we're committing.
That's
this.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah, we approve it a budget every year, right. But the long-range plan is what's laid out here. The plan could change. Gee, we didn't expect COVID, did we?
No. Yeah. Okay, so this is a commitment for 1 year only. And I thought it was looking for approval of the proposed plan, which to me looked like it was spend it down to for 8 years.
Do you want to explain that?
So, Mary, if you look at that last column, that 840,000, so when we put that reserve line in the budget, in the operating budget, mm-hmm. Next year when we set the 2023 budget, there's a hole there. And we have to decide how much money we're going to take from reserves to fill that. Otherwise, we'll have a $315,000 hole right out of that. So this takes that 315 and reduces it by 75% each year over a five-year period to get to zero. And that would add up to that $840,000 total of one-time money going into the revenue, if that makes sense.
Well, and my concern was just this is a one-year commitment. Next year we look again to see, you know, maybe we got $1 million from somewhere.
Right. Or
yeah, two. We can adjust.
But I don't have to be updated every year.
Ed's got us in our will, in his will.
Patty, right. Just typed that down.
Yeah, right. You might have to take everything else that goes with that, Will, too.
Okay, so Mary, was that any other questions? Is that helpful?
Thank you.
Okay. So them were the proposals that we had from the Finance Committee. So, Madam Chair, I make a motion to accept the Finance Committee's report.
Is there a seconded by Mike? Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. 11.2, the Personnel Committee also just met. Turn that over to Jane.
And we did approve the new position of the Human Resources Generalist. Julie can maybe say a few more words about this person, but there'll be a savings of $5,000 a year with this person, and it will combine a lot of positions. Any other? Maybe just a brief description of that.
Right. This is an update to our human resources generalist position, and it's prompted by a retirement coming from our payroll and benefits coordinator in September. So it's lumping a few positions together, the specialist that we didn't fill last year, the payroll, and then what the HR generalist is doing right now. So it's really just getting us set up for some anticipated future retirements as well.
Any questions about that position? It was voted by the personnel committee to accept that. So with that, I would like to ask that this position be accepted by the full board.
We'll make that motion.
Yes,
Jane makes that motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Melissa. Okay. Any other questions or comments? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to 11.3, the Fund Development Committee met. Wondering if Lee can share a few things about that.
You have a choice of two reports. One is in your packet titled SWOT Analysis for Preparation of Our 3-Year Fundraising Plan. And it's all typed up neatly and so forth. And that's what officially took place at the meeting. You ever been at a meeting where subsequent to the meeting you have your own good ideas and you're not able to shut your brain off and get yourself to say something important like happy hour? That's what happened to me. So subsequent to the meeting, I had a bunch of ideas that essentially the best of the bunch without pouring you half to death. The financing of the new Kimball branch was a financial work of art, because what happened was they got their original state grant, but the state grant that they received versus the one that they applied for was $121,000 less than the request. In addition, the reality is, even with the $121,000, it still would not have covered the cost of construction. Well, there are two female fireballs that happen to live in Kimball. One is the mayor, Tammy Kahns. Tammy's husband is a local veterinarian, and she's the talker. The other one is a woman named Margaret Arnold, part of the Implement Arnold mob. And she is remarkable. Terrific financial sense. Knows the community's capability for gifting to the individual, does a lot of solicitation for St. John's and St. Ben's. And what we've got a bunch of things that I can go into more detail, but the main thing I'd like to see from you folks is the green light for this new Dahlia is for someone like myself, maybe Karen, maybe our fund development person, and to contact those two ladies and essentially have them design a how-to. They did what they did. Then I get to the meeting today, and I'm finding out Howard Lake and Painesville are getting close. And my point is, I thought this was, you know, coming into this, I just thought, well, that would be an interesting session. Now I find out maybe it's the practical use to this. So I don't have a plan beyond that going forward. But if we don't take advantage of what I see to be an opportunity because of two individuals or more to really explore this, all these other ideas, while they're important, then they will definitely be an improvement on our service going forward. And I'll share this probably tomorrow with Patty and go over this stuff one at a time and do a follow-up report for you folks. But I think we could kick some butt out there in terms of the individual branches. Now, this does put us in a dilemma, all right? Is the Fund Development Committee's focus Great River Regional Library, or is it the individual branches, or both? When all say, the folks you're going to run into Sunday at church, when you talk about the library, do they think of this, or do they think of their branch in their hometown? So when we talk about donations to the library, you're really talking two different languages. Don't know how to clarify that. Maybe you talk, when you're talking to people, you find out which one of those, if any, is a hot button. You know? And if you press both buttons and you don't get a heat reaction, oh well, it was a good idea for a while. But the point is that there, I think we have, with a little digging and scratching, to maybe identify some key decision makers, as happened in Kimball with Margaret and Tammy, that could really make something happen. So I'm not asking for a motion. I'm not asking for a direction. I'm not sure what the hell I'm asking for. I do know we got an opportunity.
Okay. Any questions or comments for Lee?
Madam Chair, just one yes. more comment. Lee, we talked about trying to recruit people, new people, from these communities to the Fund Development Committee, like Margaret and in other communities as well, to get them involved.
Oh, yeah.
That local issue, I think we talked about that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have, it's under contention still, but, the gift to Elk River. So it's not impossible to pinpoint a gift.
Yeah, that happened in the Elk River case. We got one. Want to tell them about it?
No, we all know.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair, if I may, Lee, you're asking maybe for you to approach them, that you want us board to say, go ahead and approach these two women? Is that what you, because right at the beginning of your presentation, you kind of mentioned that.
I explained an opportunity. If you want me to chase that, maybe Karen, maybe Lisa, certainly, Brianne, I think it has merit. What timeline or exactly what we would try to determine, I'm not really sure. But we do have a success story in Kimball. And, as Mary alluded to, while it's iffy at this point, potentially something in Elk River, these are lessons for us. These are opportunities to learn what inspired or conspired to make these things happen in these communities. And I think it'd be a lost opportunity.
I would recommend that start with the Fund Development Committee, that committee's fairly new,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like first pass, those women should come to one of your meetings and have some of those discussions.
We should go see them.
Or go see them.
Oh, yeah.
Either
they're
way.
They're the ones with the knowledge. Yep. We're the beggars.
I mean, I'm not saying how it should happen, but it seems the best place for it would be right in the fund committee to start.
At the Kimball Library.
Take it and run. So, okay, Central Minnesota Libraries Exchange Board, 11.4. Who attended that meeting, Jane?
I think I was the only one there. It was June 9th. Were you there?
I think so.
We need more. First of all, we need more members for that, and we're working on that from the group. Or
we're on the agenda.
Okay. Yeah. We did get over $9,000 in federal funding, so we're looking to where to spend that. There is new. The building is up for sale that they are currently housed in. Okay, and so we're that's still looking for possibly what's going to happen once that gets sold, if they will move to a new building or move to the library here, possibilities. Okay. I'm not sure what we're thinking. And then, and the audit is being done right now. Results are pending. The members' annual appeal members' annual meeting is in September, and that will show people in the community about the VR kits and the podcasts that they do and all the great stuff that they do. So other than that, we'll have a meeting in a couple months.
Okay, they meet quarterly, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So, okay, thank you. Any questions or comments for Jane?
Moving right along, question for Jane. I know this was maybe something on Karen's agenda, if I may, Matt. They're paying the rent for this building, and wasn't that an option to maybe come here? They didn't want to because there is a conflict, all that good stuff. See, so that's another story. Okay.
We've never met in person since I've been on here.
No. Okay. Maybe the next one.
They're still not really back in the building. So I'm not sure. But we have a couple months from
Jane. Thanks, Jane.
4 months. Mary?
And Jane. Also, did you say this? And I was listening to Lee. That building is for sale. Did you
say
that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So they're not sure if they will. They can break their lease. They've been there 2 years. It's a 3-year lease, but it's easily broken if somebody does buy it and wants to redo it. But they're not sure what they're going to do. They like their space because they can do the podcasts. They're set up very nicely. But they could be set up nicely here, too, if there's space.
Karen. Well, and we did submit a proposal when the lease was up. Mm-hmm. I think one of the questions I'd have is that lease also includes CMRE-EDC doing their books, like their accounting work.
Right. Yeah. You could do it.
And what happens if that lease is broken? Like, who's going to do the accounting work for them? I wonder.
Mm-hmm. It seems like you could do the audit better here. You could do all the.
We could totally pull it off. Mm-hmm. It might be clunky because we lease from the city of St. Cloud. We've worked through that before. So,
you do the banking through your bank. All the money could go. I think it'd be just a dream to do that, but it just moves so slowly.
Yeah. I think the frustrating part, too, is we met with the assistant commissioner of education, right before the big shutdown, about our concerns about the structure, and all of those people now have left the Department of Education. So we're starting from zero with some of those conversations at the department.
Bless that.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. We're ready whenever they're ready to talk.
I'll bring that back to Mary Jordan, the director.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we'll talk membership in a little bit. It's on our agenda tonight. Moving on to item number 12, unfinished business. 12.1, the Sartell Alternative Library Services Agreement, page 73 in your packet. I'm going to turn this over to Karen.
Yeah, I tried to lay it out, so if you've read the packet, I may be repeating stuff that's in here. So for those of you who haven't been with us since 2017, we have an agreement with the city of Sartell. The agreement paid for the locker system that's out there. And it was the understanding that it was a 3-year pilot that was up for renewal. Well, year 3 was 2020. So last year we passed a 1-year extension on the existing agreement because the city administrator was new and we had just shut everything down. So it was easier to just wait a year. So that's what this is. In the current budget, we have budgeted what they have roughly paid us over the last year. And so this will have budgetary impact. But the agreement now, as it stands, we were taking $5,280, I think, a year out of our branch development capital budget to support the project. And that was on the last 3 years of the agreement. City of Sartell also at the beginning of the project purchased the locker themselves as a capital expense, but they are Great River property. It was just the way we had worked it to make things simple. So what we've learned, and Jay, this is where you could probably help me a little bit. The locker is now obsolete, not something we were told in 2017.
I wouldn't say obsolete. It still works. But they've come through with two new generations of the product since we purchased. And so it's just a matter of how long will the parts continue to be available if something were to go wrong. So it's only as good as the parts are still on the shelf if something needs to be repaired.
And what they're offering now is a 6-year lease arrangement. Rather than purchasing a new system, we would then do a year-to-year lease, and at the end of 6 years, we'd have to sign a new lease with the company, potentially. And so I've worked with the city of Sartell about through some of these questions that we didn't anticipate, and we've gotten to the point where they've said they're willing to contribute the same annual amount going into next year, which is roughly $18,000. That would leave about, a little bit on the table. And I had originally proposed that we pay the $6,000 a year instead of $5,820 because I like round numbers. And they've asked that we contribute slightly more than that. They've also asked that, to bring the cost down, that we hook on to the community center's internet connection, which is not something we're doing right now. And Jay, can you maybe explain a little bit more about the hurdles associated with that?
Right now, our connection is through the state of Minnesota. We have a very good relationship with the state IT department. They're very professional. They respond to everything we need. We don't know what the situation will be like when we hook into the city network, and it sounds like there are multiple layers of contact. So if we have an issue, we may have to go through somebody at the community center, through somebody at the city, through somebody at the school district to finally get to the vendor. So we do have some concerns about responsiveness. That being said, it's the city's service, so I would hope they'd want it to be good. But our name's on it too, so I care about that quality a lot.
So in order to move forward with the discussion and the next step of the agreement, I need to hear from the board whether you're willing to continue the contribution, and if so, is $72.97 the right amount? If not, I can go back and try to negotiate some more. It's been a very congenial conversation up until this point. And do you want to keep going with the project? I guess that's the other question. I mean, we could choose not to do this anymore. It's fairly popular. There's capacity issues. It's not probably what we would have put in Sartell, but Sartell's citizens seem to be generally happy with it. And if you give me good feedback, then I will go back to them with that feedback. We'll get an agreement, and that agreement would come to the board for approval. So tonight, I just kind of need to have a sense of where the board wants to go with these discussions.
And Karen, it's been a good usage program.
If you go back to, it's actually on the stats that we had in here. If you go back to page 61 of the circulation reports, you can see the Sartell locker already this year has circulated 8,800 items. You can take a look at what that looks like compared to some of our smaller branches. They're moving a lot of stuff. We continue to have about a 2-week backlog on it. This would maintain the certain current level of service, which is 4 days of picking up the book drop and 2 days of dropping off books. So we don't anticipate it would address the backlog in any way. Usage has kind of rebounded from COVID, there's not as many borrowers assigned to it as there were a year ago, but that's true of a number of libraries too. So it's been a tough year to evaluate, but the 3 years prior, it was looking pretty strong.
Karen, I don't have the benefit of the history of this thing. It says it was a pilot project. So what was the genesis of this? I mean, it was started as a pilot program. Was it requested by Sartell, or how did that go about? And what was the anticipation? You know, once you do a pilot, you come to some kind of conclusion that you're going to do something or not do something. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So we started it as a pilot. It was right on the heels of passing our library assessment plan. And we had, at that point, no contracts with cities for additional services. So this was the first time we said, this is the base level of services for everybody who has a library. If you don't have those services, pretty much everyone in the county has access to Great River services. So if you want more than that, you can pay, and this is how. So Elk River contracted for additional open hours. Sartell at the time was trying to get a new library. We were on a path to potentially put one there, but it would have added, I think it was like $140,000 worth of operational costs. And nobody really had a solution on how that was going to get paid for, other than Great River should pay for it. And then the city of Sartell decided to put the community center in its current location, which is very close to the Way Park Library and actually within 15 minutes driving distance of this library, which is the biggest one in the system, which changed the conversation, because in our plan we say we're not putting libraries that close together if the services are already there. So this was kind of the compromise solution at the time, and it was new technology. Like, there were no other biblioteca systems in the state, and of the ones that were running locker systems, they were all down in the city. So we weren't sure how it was going to work. Since then, we've had two cities who have expressed interest in how this is working, and once we've talked about how it's financed at the city level, there's been a little more hesitation about bringing it on, because then they have to think about how they're going to pay for it. So I think that's been helpful, and it's also important to think about in terms of a long-term contribution to support the project, because whatever we do here may need to be applied in a place like Otsego or St. Joseph. And I wouldn't be surprised if they come back within the next couple of years and ask again.
And so. Zimmerman.
Otsego, yep. And where? St. Joseph?
St. Joseph. I had a conversation this year recently and sent them all the dollars that had already been spent in the project. They're building a community center, and I think they've got this in mind. But we said we would not do any additional locations until we got to the end of this 3 years with Sartell. We did update the assessment plan right before the shutdown and said we would be interested in continuing it, but we didn't go into the details of the dollars and how that would be continued to be supported. So, does that help?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Other questions?
Yeah, madam.
Mary, how are the other systems working, and how long have they been around? I mean, you said they're all in the metro.
Mostly in the metro. They are not systems like ours. They're all very manual. Like ours, when you go to Sartell and scan your library card, it checks it out, and it shows up on the catalog and Staples. Down in Hugo, for example, they used evidence lockers as kind of the prototype for this. And so all of those codes are set manually each time they reload the locker. It's a very time-intensive process. So we chose not to go that direction. We wanted something that would integrate with our existing systems to reduce the overhead long-term.
Wayne?
Madam Chair, Karen. You know, not to jump ahead, but like our strategic plan is to promote literacy in the communities. And this pilot looks like it's been pretty successful for the most part. Yeah, what's the end game, to George's point? Well, we're maybe not there yet. But for $7,200 or $7,500, whatever it ends up being, we have a lot of funds in the bank. I think we can do this, but... I just want to throw that out there.
So, Wayne, I have similar thoughts. When you look at the circulation and what goes out of Sartell, compare it to our smaller branches, and if we did dollar for dollar what we spend on a small branch compared to the books that are flying out of Sartell,
7,200 is pennies. And I also like the idea, if it's a successful thing, to look at some of those at Seago's, St. Joe's. Maybe that is the way to get more books into the community. So, JC.
I just wanted to clarify that the 72 would be for this next year. That doesn't answer the question about whether or not we want to lease.
This is this, assuming we're moving to the lease model.
Oh, this is assuming.
This would, so this would, if we said 70, yeah, let's move to that. Oh, then we're going to start paying event. No.
No, this, okay. Go ahead, Jay. Sorry.
That's,
see, I'm not a person who does leases, but the reason we're looking at this lease is because this is not the first time we've looked at the system that's not that old and found out we need another big capital outlay. The lease would take that out of the picture, because then once it's under the lease, when something needs to be done with it, that's on the vendor. So that's why we're going this direction with the lease.
And so, Jay, we could also go like to Ostego or St. Joe and do the same thing. It might not be, my thought would be it might not be for the same dollars, though.
Right.
As you progress, it could be for $10,000 instead of
$7,200.
Right. So that would be the part that we'd have to consider. You know, I don't think we can look at three times the money or four times the money for $7,200. But I think I agree with Wayne, it's a good deal, and we got good circulation. And I know all the conversation that came about when Sartell wanted a library, and the library board said no.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't know how to shit over there.
By me,
it's not even my district.
And if Lee can help me out, I'm sure you can. Did we not, when we agreed to this original, that then Sartell was going to take it over by themselves, and then we were just going to be, you know, do the services kind of? I'm not for sure, but I thought that's what it was.
There were ideas.
There's a lot of
about.
Things thrown around. And then where else was I going with this here? The 7,300, yeah, I agree that, you know, that's, we got the money to do that. But going back to what Jay said about the internet, now they're trying to have us hook up to their internet, and they have in here proposed a 2,000 some savings.
That's what we would have, yeah.
So then that's because they want to lower their contribution, or how about we tell them that we'll do that and we'll lower our contribution?
You can try.
Negotiation, right? 50-50
yeah, like
or something.
Like I said.
You know, give them something to take it away, because yeah. I agree with Jay on that one, too. We have a great internet here. Why would we want to have second hand, and then we have to deal with that? See?
I'll
so,
agree with you on that.
You know.
That's Jay.
I'm not looking to cast aspersions on their internet. I just, what I know from my years of experience, and a lot of you know, too, is when you write the check, then you get to say, you know, how something's going to be done. And so when we write the check for the internet, we have somebody that's accountable to us. When somebody else is doing it for us, they're not accountable to us.
Yeah.
So, Jay, is that, do you think the internet piece is a negotiable piece?
I haven't been negotiating, so I'd have to defer to Karen.
For Karen.
They seemed pretty firm on their 18,000 number, but we haven't met in person because of the current situation. So, you know, they knew we were talking about it tonight. We
you
can negotiate it longer.
It's very cordial so far.
Yeah, it's been very cordial so far, which has not always been true in Sartell. So I'm grateful for that. I don't know. The city council, it sounds like, has already kind of put this in their budget, so I don't know how far down the path they are with that and if that would create issues. And they offered the 2,300 as they said, this is the amount we passed. We know it costs this much. What if we threw in the internet, too? And that's kind of where we're at.
Madam Chair, Jay, is the state internet available there? I mean, has it always been there?
It was installed for us.
Okay. Right. Then there really shouldn't be an association.
Yes.
We already have a service. We're happy.
And it works. Yeah, I would maybe push that a little bit if you feel comfortable. That's the piece I'm hearing, push the internet piece a bit. But I'm also hearing that we're okay with the proposal at this point. Okay? This isn't an action item tonight. We're just giving direction and discussing. So, Mary, another question?
I just think it's important to continue that. If we stopped. I mean, that would be bad. Bad PR for us and bad for the city. And then they'd be mad. And I don't see how we can not do it.
Yep, I'm hearing we want to continue.
So, Madam Chair, so the thought process is we may proliferate this in other community centers. That's what I hear.
Possibly. Yeah, that's always been a...
I think you guys are making this complicated. If you want to be in charge, you're going to pay more. Is that so tough?
Yeah.
You know, and if it's important.
Okay, I think we're negotiating how much we
need more from us. I think that's where I needed a sense of where the board wanted to go with
this.
Okay.
So just one more follow-on question. So if we, moving forward, if we put these in other community centers, like what is the metric? If my city is within a certain amount of miles from a library or a certain minutes from a library, you know, what is going to be that metric we use to put one in a community center? If the community center is 10 minutes away from a library, existing library, would we still do this?
The way our current library development plan is structured is if you're within 15 minutes, I think, of a library, we won't put another library there. But if there's a city that wants to contribute toward a project like this and put their own dollars toward it, we would consider a service agreement and then develop that service agreement. In a place like Sartell, it's fairly easy to incorporate it into the current delivery route. We're driving right past to go to St. John's, St. Penn's, which, you know, we already have a contract for that delivery service. In a place like Otsego, it might be more challenging because it would impact a different delivery route and is much further away. So the costs associated with the project would change based on where it's located.
Thank you.
Okay. Enough direction for now?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is helpful. Great.
Good discussion. Item 12.2, Great River Regional Library 2022 budget proposal. It's in your packet. It isn't the first time you've seen it. We've talked about it in May. It has not changed at all. It also went to finance again, so there have been no adjustments. We need action on that tonight.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda item 12.3, the Central Minnesota Libraries Exchange Board appointments. We were given the report about this earlier from Jane and others. And current membership is Jane, Mary, Ed, and Lee. The appointments Jane and Lee are up, and we would love it if they would just choose to be reappointed. Jane and Lee.
I hate that damn book. God, a group of librarians trying to get them to agree on stuff. It's like herding goddamn cats. And they sit and listen to more bullshit and accomplish
nothing. Lee, how do you really feel?
Yeah, really. Jeez. Tell us more.
Why do you do this to me?
You convinced me, Lee. I don't want to be on that.
I'll do other stuff.
In other words, you accept it.
I don't want to do that.
Lee is not going to be reappointed.
Hey, you did a great job of selling it.
At the last meeting, I told them that if they continued to meet on that Wednesday, I was going to have to resign because I got to go. I'm going to Micah.
Micah.
And
that's
so they
right.
did yeah. move the meeting to a different day.
Okay.
So, Lee, you're free yet to go there.
If they, you know, on both,
hey,
no.
We have five seats on this. So, people.
These are midday meetings, all right?
They are midday meetings, and that's the challenge.
I used to be on
this. I had a comment. They did say you can appoint people from the community also to be on this, which I wasn't aware of. And I thought possibly, like, Bernie could be.
She's been on it before.
Who do we not like?
Well, but she's weird, and I just thought maybe she'd be a good
option. Yeah, who's the biggest SOB we know?
Bernie...
Bernie has been on it before and didn't want to stay on after she left.
Hey, let's put somebody on that owns a garbage business. Do you know of anybody that
owns
a garbage He'd love that, wouldn't he?
Okay, so Mary and Jane, will you agree to stay on it? Mary's got 1 year left.
Mary has one, so you're on for 1 year. Jane, will you agree to be reappointed?
Thank you. So we have Mary and Jane. Ed cannot be on because of Micah.
No, I can be on because we changed the day the date of the meeting.
Okay, so
he wants to be on.
Okay, Ed is on. Mahado said that she would serve on it.
Yes, so they're excited about it.
She's excited about it.
Oh boy, don't let
us off the list. So. We need one more. Is there one more board member?
Who's the greenest here for board members, Jason?
Come on, I can't do it in the middle of the day. No throwing me out.
Whoever isn't here tonight, put them on.
Okay, we will continue to bring this to you. Consider it, and also think of community members. If there's someone that you know that might serve well in this capacity.
Yeah.
But for now, we will go with Ed, Mary, Jane, and Mahado.
Okay, add one short thing. Just history. There was a time when all of the board members were citizen members, and that's when things got extremely out of alignment between Great River and CMLE, because you had people on the CMLE board who had no idea what was going on at Great River. So just keep that in mind.
So when does this meet?
I've never understood why we wanted to get involved with somebody that essentially at the legislative level competes for our funds.
Because the legislature has said we appoint to their board.
God.
When are the meetings?
Stupidest damn thing.
I think instead of Wednesday, they're Fridays.
It takes I didn't know that was for sure. I thought they were just looking.
Looking at it. But yeah, they're not going to do Wednesdays, because I told them if you're
Wednesday,
doing Wednesdays, I'm gone.
I don't think that's... Yeah, so we can clarify that and get it back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Jane. Thank you.
I will do that.
Moving on.
I was doing really
good
there.
That was fun. Number 13, new business. Page 85 in your packet is the Great River Regional Library Strategic Plan. This is an action item for tonight. I'm going to turn this over to Karen.
We've talked about what went into this plan multiple times over the last year. February, we kind of dug deep into like the edge assessment, the DEI survey, theory of change. So you can kind of see how we've laid it out. This is the outline, so it includes the overview, the mission and vision. We've added the theory of change, the core values stayed the same. We updated the strategic priorities. We've got the goals and objectives. The next step, assuming this passes tonight, is I anticipate with the ARPA funds, as I sent out earlier, we'll be hiring the Wilder Foundation to develop a logic model, which will help us build the outcome evaluation and assessment. That's one of the goals as part of this plan. So I think this is the bones, and then the next step is to start putting some flesh on those bones.
Questions or comments?
I have some comments. I get when I see the words, you know, increase and maximize, what does that mean? I mean, you have to put some numbers around that to say, well, what are you going to deem success when you increase something? Well, how much do you have to increase it to say, we got it, or maximize? Those are kind of flowery words.
Yep. That'll be the next step. We anticipate having things like objectives and key results, key performance indicators, and outcome measurements. And what we found success with in the last plan was having the local action plans where there was a year of action and a year of evaluation and readjustment, and then another year of action. So I anticipate we'll be in a similar cycle. For example, the user non-user study was done with St. Cloud State in 2018. I anticipate we would be doing that again probably in 23, maybe 22. 22 might be a little early depending on how the recovery looks. But.
Other questions or comments? George, you have a follow-up?
Yeah, I have one more. Mm-hmm. So, like in one of the objectives here under operational excellence, it says objective 4, build up efforts to address diversity, equity, and inclusion in the library. do we have a problem? Why is that an objective? Usually you put an objective in a plan like this because you have a problem. Is there a problem in this regard?
And I'll point out anything that's marked DEI or EDGE came from those surveys and assessments we did prior as part of building the plan. So the DEI survey committee administered that survey last fall and then did a focus group with people in the community, and that's where in February when they presented their results, they said, these are the goals we would suggest for the plan. We had that discussion in February, and then the leadership team took those goals and ranked them in terms of priority, and only the ones with top priority were actually incorporated into the plan. So underneath some of these, we have some ideas on what that would look like. For example, we submitted the Library Services and Technology Act grant to build up our training and hiring processes around diversity, equity, and inclusion to diversify our workforce and make sure our staff are capable of helping people with mental health challenges, with homeless situations, with and being more inclusive to people of all kinds. So that's why that would be what would go under that objective.
So it was identified this library has a problem with diversity, inclusion, and all that.
I don't know that I would call it a problem. I would say it was identified as a gap we could fill.
Well, you're calling it something else than I call it.
Okay.
If people complained about that issue, that's a problem for the library.
Mm-hmm. That has been surfaced. Yeah. That has surfaced.
Yes.
Other questions or comments? Lee?
No, I'm not going to weigh in on that one. You know? Real.
Thank you, Lee.
It's real.
Other questions
empty rhetoric meant to appease a portion of the population. Really doesn't have a clue what they're talking about. Thank you very much. God, sit in here in any afternoon and watch the people coming in. Tell me if anybody's being left out of the game.
My point exactly.
Ooh, shit.
Other questions or comments?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes?
So in this case, it was brought up, is this something that we could say, you know what, we don't want this in here, we can take it out, or since we're going to have to prove this as a strategic plan? I'm just saying, for a conversation, so if objective four, hey, I don't think the library has a problem with diversity, why don't we have it in there?
If it's here for approval, if you want to send it back, that's a possibility.
So I just throw that out there for discussion.
So one of my points in here is, if you hire a company that does this, they're in the business to find an issue, and they'll phrase the questions to ask people that'll get them answers that they want to come up with your metric here that you have a problem in this library. I don't believe there's a problem in this library for any of this stuff. And that's the reason why I brought it up.
So if I may, I'm going to continue. So if we would decide to take this out, it would go back to where? Why would it have to go back if we just don't want it in here?
Well, you could eliminate it.
Well, if you think of the next two board appointees, they're not here now. I say it's happening.
Yeah, that's true.
On the flip side of it, Madam Chair, on the flip side of it, just to be inclusive and embrace diversity is kind of part of the cornerstone. It's okay to open the libraries or say that we're opening the libraries and trying to do more outreach. I don't think that the intent of these bones, as Karen says, is to guide it to one ethnicity or group. It's, hey, we're here. We want to promote literacy. Or am I trying to keep it too simple?
Well, I would add to that, it's not just about race. It's about abilities. It's about, even for me as the chair of this board, when I look at our board, we don't have a ton of diversity on this board.
And that's lacking for me. And I know, I believe that as a board, we should be looking at that a bit to reflect our communities. So I think that this is inclusive of many, many things beyond just race.
I'll add to that, Madam Chair. One outside between the Finance Committee, and there's a group of developmental handicapped teenagers coming into the building. They were all white, but it doesn't matter what color they were as far as I'm concerned. I think we need to help them. And why not be here for that? That's what I'm reading into this. Not color, but maybe I'm wrong here.
I don't think you're wrong. I think you demonstrate that everybody has their own vision of what that means.
Yeah, there you go.
We had this discussion about it. It's in our mission statement.
Mm-hmm. If you just leave a language alone, it's intentionally confusing, but that's life.
Yep.
Any other questions or comments? Mary.
Say that we do have 32 locations, and this is not just about St. Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's about our whole region, which is diverse population. Not just St. Cloud. So.
But again, we're saying that this library and all the satellite libraries are not inclusive.
No, I'm
not reading it like that.
It says build up. It doesn't say improve.
But that tells me it doesn't exist already. If you're going to build it, it doesn't exist today. And it does exist today. Anybody can come in this library or any other library, and nobody says, you better leave because your skin color is the wrong color.
No, I don't think we're saying that.
Okay, then I'm missing the point on this whole thing.
No, you're demonstrating the squishiness of the definition. Exactly.
And George, I think some of the comments I heard were, there's really, one or two languages posted within the building? Each building? Should there be more?
You want my opinion?
Hey, guys, you're going to get it.
I can read German very well.
I don't think it's black and white. For me, it's not black and white. There's a lot of gray in there. Mm-hmm. And it's about building it up, not pointing. So, other comments? We need to move this along.
Thank you.
I would just like to add to that that I think that when groups of people who sometimes feel marginalized, it is, even if you don't agree that they are being marginalized, it's good to hear their voices. And so if it's not a problem, if it's a gap, I think that it's a discussion to have on whether or not we should hear other voices than the ones in here.
I have one more comment. So on that, and you can tell me to shut up if you want to. So on Objective 4, when it says built up, maybe a better word is continue.
Sure. Yeah.
Because we're not starting from scratch.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Continue. Can change that word, definitely. I mean, libraries were founded on being open to diversity. I mean, we talked about that if you study the history of libraries. I believe we can always do better. This board doesn't reflect a lot of diversity. I know we're all different. I'm not saying there aren't Lutherans and Catholics in the room. But I'm on...
There's Lutherans in
many
here?
Other... I know.
Right here, buddy.
Thanks, Al. I think... we could do better, so continue.
Continue sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. Moving on, any other questions or comments?
This is more
this
fun.
This is an action item.
So we need a motion to approve with the amendment from build up to continue.
Sure. Motion made by Mary. Is there a seconded by Wayne? Any other? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Our next agenda item is labor negotiations 13.2. Staying in the room for that will be Julie, Amy, and Karen. And no, Patty says no, she's leaving us. That makes me nervous. But that makes me nervous.
If everybody, can we do the open forum and get this all out of the way? Because maybe somebody doesn't, not everybody's going to be part of the union negotiations, correct?
Oh, right? The closed session, everybody's
part. We're all a part of it, yes. Yep, we're all a part
except
of it.
For me.
Labor negotiations, oh. So.
Well, if you want to do forum.
We are closing the meeting for labor negotiations strategy pursuant to Minnesota Statute 13D.03. Thanks, Jay.
Yep.
Have a good
evening.
Yeah,
I'll see you, Jay.
We need a motion and a second to close the meeting.
So move, Madam Chair.
Second.
Ed and Mary, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. We are in closed session, and it's 7:18. So the open meeting is resumed at 7:36 p.m. So we are now open again and moving on to agenda item number 13.3, union negotiations team appointments. I would like to make those appointments, and I would like to ask Randy Wincher if you're willing to be part of that team again.
I would be honored to be.
As Karen said, all contracts are up for renewal, all 11.
Next year.
Yeah, see, this
next
is just for the reopener.
Yep, just for the reopener, right?
Yeah.
Correct. And Ed Pop came to me prior to the meeting. And
only because I have relationship with Susan.
Because of his relationship with Susan.
He you died.
or he offered.
Yeah.
So I would like to take Ed up on that. So Ed and Randy will be our negotiation.
Hopefully we won't have to negotiate.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
We don't, that doesn't need action. Moving on to agenda item number 14, board open forum. So this is anything that you would like to bring to the table or the group to know. We'll go around.
I'll just start. Yeah. Anyway, I'm a county commissioner, but we had an administrator she's been there for 13 years, and she's resigning as of September 3rd. So now we're looking, we'll be opening that up for a new administrator. So that's what we got.
Resign, retire, what?
She's resigning. She's going to another private organization. So that's
where?
I'm just guessing. I kind of know, but I'm not. That's for. She's never told us outright, so I'm just gonna say.
Her dad was our county surveyor.
Yeah, that's what she said.
He died, but he was with us a long time.
Because she was county treasurer, elected treasurer.
Yep.
Before that,
yep.
And then she was hired, put on as administrator in 2009, mm-hmm. And so now she's September 3rd. She's done.
Wow. Very businesslike.
There you go.
JC? I don't know if I have much to add tonight. I'm glad to be back. This was nice.
Great.
And
I have nothing.
You're good. Thanks.
Enjoy the rest of summer.
Yeah.
Mike?
See you in September, I guess. In the interest of time, I mean, we started this at 5 o'clock, so mm-hmm. We all got same or similar county business going on, and I'll respect that.
Just praying for rain. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, for my favorite Benton County farmer. Yeah.
I feel better now.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, I'm good. I wish it would rain, too.
Oh, gosh. I have nothing.
A thought on the a member that we need for
CMA. Oh,
yep.
My group.
So I don't know who wants to know that, but I will get you the name.
Right. Yeah. Why don't you get that to Karen and I and...
Right.
That'd be great.
Background? Yes. Former librarian.
Perfect. Thank you.
Even if Lee doesn't.
And I don't have anything else. We've gone over time, so I want to respect that. Our next meeting will be September 15th.
21st. 21st. It's wrong. That's a typo. On your agenda. Sorry. September 21st. And with that, our business is complete. Oh, so we are adjourned. Thank you. Have a good evening.